Today on the Missouri Review podcast, we'll be listening to Love Triangle by Lauren Kirby, which was the winner in the documentary category of our 2008 audio-video competition. Lauren Kirby is a freelance radio producer whose work has appeared on Voice of America and on the programs Weekend America and Making Contact. She's currently working on editing an audio diary she made about the 9-week teacher training course at Bikram Yoga in Palm Springs, California.
Change. It's one of, if not the, most common challenge faced by couples. Like anything else, a relationship has to evolve in order to survive. However, there are certain changes that are so intense, so fundamental, that the relationship, once intimately familiar, becomes barely recognizable. And then the couple has to decide, is this all worth it? Independent producer Lauren Kirby chronicles the evolution of Freeport, Maine couple Jim and Sue Gibson in the wake of staggering, unusual, and unforeseen change.
He started having issues in approximately 99 was when it all started changing.
I was scared most of my life that anybody would ever find out. You know, if anybody had ever found out, I imagine I would have died of shame.
I was 22 years of marriage. Lots of fun, good memories.
I never really felt normal.
The big announcement came one day when he just said, I'm going to my therapist and I'm going to talk about sex. I think he said a sex change.
I just had this need to be female.
Still sometimes can't believe that it happened.
I never dated anybody before I got together with Sue. So she was the first person I ever did anything with. Absolutely anything.
Jim and I met in college. I dated a lot of guys, and I don't know, there was something different about him.
We got married about the time that I graduated.
When I found out I was pregnant, Jim was overjoyed.
Heather was born in 82. Finally, we had Megan 10 years later.
It was great to have kids. You know, I was happy. I didn't think anything was ever going to change.
There's many phases of the coming out process, but the first phase of the coming out process is coming out to yourself. And I came out to myself after I got into this depression where I basically became non-functional. You know, it was like I was going along and I'd been this person, and that person just blew up all over the landscape, and there were just millions of tiny pieces of the person I used to be, and I tried to pick them up and I couldn't. So I had to make myself all over again.
I didn't like what was happening, but I was worried about Jim. I mean, this is somebody I loved. This is somebody I wanted to get better. And if this was going to get them better, then this was what we were going to have to do. I didn't like it, but you don't always do everything you like when you're in love with somebody and you want to take care of them. When Jim started practicing to be feminine on the outside, she started asking everybody to call her Jamie. She got breasts, hair was long, you know, she's trying to wear makeup, and she's trying to get fashion advice from me, which I'm not a fashion person, so, you know, I'm not helping her very much with that. I think that was when it really started, that there was more Jamie than Jim around anymore. Then I definitely felt that Jamie was there and Jim wasn't coming back.
I don't know. I wanted to have stayed as a couple with physical relationship and everything. But I remember going to the beach once, and we were walking down the beach, and I tried to hold Sue's hand, and she said, I'm not going to hold your hand. I don't want people thinking that I'm a lesbian. So
I was kind of given an ultimatum at that time, you know. Lesbian or straight, which do you want to be?
I mean, everybody needs to be touched. It's called skin hunger is the actual technical term for it.
That was kind of the deal breaker for me.
You know, we said, all right, you'll get the house and we'll split the credit card debt.
He was very sad the day she left.
I've heard from other people that transition a thing where pieces of your old life fall away, you know, kind of like a glacier calving, and they just break off and disappear.
Your life gets chipped away one way or the other. So yes, pieces breaking off and floating away.
And every time that would happen, I would just feel a very strong emotional loss, and I would just lie there and keen. I mean, truly, it would be like this horrible sound of me crying. I want my family back. And it was never going to happen.
The kids were devastated. It just happened too fast. I mean, it was fast enough for Jamie. She needed to change, but it was too fast for the family. I wonder what the kids' lives would have been if they hadn't had to deal with this. You know, Megan is just always a good kid. She loves everybody. She didn't care who Jim was or Jamie was. It was just Daddy. The only thing she'd always asked him was, can I still call you Daddy? And that was hard. Because we had to explain to her that sometimes she couldn't call him Daddy. Not in public, you know. It would just cause too many problems. Yeah, it was hard on everybody. And I'm surprised we've all done as well as we have. Not sure. I mean, if something's going to manifest it later in life on Megan or Heather, I don't know. You know, because Heather was 16. So it was, I think wives should be allowed to transition in their own way themselves. There should be a process for them too. But I don't know what that is. Because obviously I haven't done it yet. It's memories of things that might have happened. I miss Jim, and I can't be in love with Jamie. Jamie hurt me too bad. Jamie changed my life. Maybe it was for the best, I don't know, but, you know, I was comfortable in my skin the way it was, and I was forced to change. And, no one asked me if I wanted to change.
Thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Podcast. We'll have more winning entries from our audio-video competition coming up in future podcasts, so check back soon or subscribe to our podcast via iTunes or whatever digital media management software you prefer. Also, submissions are now open for our annual Editor's Prize contest. You can get full guidelines and submit online at our website, www.missourireview.com. Thanks for listening.